it's obviously absolutely shocking. And, you know, there are now, what, we've got 135,000 homeless children in Britain. We've got 11,680 children just in the southeast of England that are living without a home. And to make that sound even worse, that's 20 children becoming homeless every single day in the southeast. And to my mind, this is just a bit of a stark reminder that we're right in the middle of a national housing emergency. And the impact of that is also something that we see every day through our frontline services at Shelter. So we see things like children being uprooted from friends and family, being forced to live in completely unsuitable, cramped conditions like bed and breakfasts, and, you know, being too distressed or distracted to concentrate properly at school. And again, like everyone else, I think we believe that every child should have the right to a safe home. And our advisors are there to try and make sure this is a reality, offering support, offering advice. But to enable us to do that, what we're doing at the minute is we're launching our urgent Christmas appeal, and we're asking if people can, that they text the word shelter to 70030. That donates £3, and that helps ensure that when that help and advice is needed by people, Shelter can be there to offer it 365 days a year. We've got more than 11,500 children that are homeless across the southeast, and you know, comparing, you know, will tell us some things, but wherever we are in the country at the minute, it's very obvious that we've got an absolutely appalling situation. This isn't a case that it's restricted to one area or another. Every single part of the country is facing the realities of a national housing emergency at this stage, you know, driven by a failure long term to invest in social housing, by welfare freezes and cuts and things like that. And it manifests itself, unfortunately, in children without a home.
And, you know, as a particular stat as well, in, you know, Medway in Kent being particularly the highest rate of children living in temporary accommodation, 1 in 99 children. I mean, that sounds frighteningly high, doesn't it?
Yes. As I must say, most of the stats we have on this all sound frighteningly high at this stage. And you're talking about, you know, temporary accommodation there. So these are children that they're homeless. They might have a roof over their head, but temporary accommodation could be them living in a single room with the rest of their family. Some of the conditions in places like this are totally unsuitable. I don't think any of us would wish for children to be trying to grow up in these conditions. We can do so much better. We hear about damp, cold, rat infestations. It's just not good enough. We are campaigning to ensure that it doesn't happen, but in the meantime, you know, what we're doing as well is, again, we've got this Christmas appeal asking people to visit our website or text shelter to 70030 so that we can give support and advice and try and make sure children, you know, we get them out of this situation where we can.